It's already difficult for many people to fit a regular exercise regimen around their increasingly busy lifestyles. However, when factoring in sight loss, external pressures, stigma, and insecurities, it's no surprise that activity levels are often quickly reduced to almost nothing. Now, a study commissioned by Sure Women today reveals the shocking extent of women's lack of movement. Now, the study found women's self-imposed inactivity over the course of their lives equals a huge 32 years and 3 months. In other words, more than a 25-year prison life sentence. Now, in response, Sure Women have launched its Your World, Your Workout initiative, designed to encourage women to use their everyday world around them to move more without fear of judgment, just by incorporating simple steps in their daily routine. Joining me now is media medic Dr. Sarah Jarvis to discuss the research and the implications such inactivity can have on women's long-term health. Hello, Dr. Jarvis.
Hello there. Lovely to talk to you.
It's nice to have you. There's some quite stark findings in this research, aren't there?
There are. So this is a survey by Sure Women, as you said, to launch their Your World, Your Workout. And what they want to do is to counter some of these misconceptions. And there really were some major misconceptions about why people can't get active. Now, I absolutely understand that there are extra challenges if you're visually impaired. But there is no reason that you can't do the informal stuff. So, for instance, when we looked at this, 7 in 10 18 to 24-year-olds have felt that they were being negatively judged when they were working out. And it was all things like, did I feel good enough to exercise? No, 1 in 3 of them didn't. Did I think other people would think I didn't know what I was doing? 1 in 3 people again. And actually nearly 3 in 10 people said they felt they didn't look attractive when they were working out. Now, from my perspective, actually, it's much more important to be fit for the whole rest of your life than to look physically attractive during that one moment. That, and the fact that you don't need to put on skin-tight lycra and you don't need to be in a gym with loads of gym bunnies who are all pumping iron. There are so many things that you can do informally to get more active.
And just to emphasise to us how important this is.
Well, we do know that there's virtually no limit to the number of conditions that are affected by being physically inactive. So you can reduce your risk of obesity, obviously, but osteoarthritis is the single biggest cause of muscle and joint problems, which again is the single biggest cause of disability in the UK. Type 2 diabetes, if you're physically active, you can greatly reduce your risk of that. You reduce your cholesterol, reduce your blood pressure, and therefore have a knock-on impact, reducing your risk of heart attack and stroke, and even shortness of breath. All of those things can be reduced by being physically active.
Now, I know I'm not a woman, but I do realise that when I have exercised, I used to be a very keen cyclist, mm-hmm. and I used to find that mentally it really lifted me to take part in sort of heavy physical exercise.
Oh, it's got a huge impact. So when you exercise, you produce endorphins. That's your body's natural feel-good hormone, if you like. And we know there's really good evidence that not only does it increase and boost your mood, it actually reduces tiredness as well. And tiredness is one of the biggest problems that I have as a GP among patients coming in to see me. So we know that it may seem strange that by exercising and working and wearing yourself out, you'll feel less tired. But actually, we know that it improves sleep, that it improves energy levels, and that it improves mood.
Now, I know, I think there have been some programs that have tried to crack the mold and not have body beautiful people exercising. But the general theme is that it's almost like you have to be beautiful before you even attempt to go out and do some exercise.
It's so sad to hear that because, of course, it's absolutely not true. When we consider that the vast majority of people in the UK are overweight or obese, so nearly 7 in 10 people, nobody or very few people have got that body beautiful. And of course, the less exercise you do, the more unfit you become and the less likely you are to want to do it if you do then start. So it's tough to start it, but when you start, we're really not encouraging people to go straight out and go for the, you know, 10 kilometre run or whatever. Your World, Your Workout is all about getting women to take, well, men and women, but women in particular in this case, to take just simple steps. So using the stairs rather than taking the lift every time, getting off the bus or the tube or the train one stop earlier. And even if you're visually impaired, it's not difficult, I think, to map that out. You can get into the habit, maybe take somebody with you the first few times till you know the route, so that you can get into the habit of building it into your everyday exercise. And then when you are exercising, just speeding up that walk so that you are walking a little bit more quickly, enough to make yourself mildly out of breath.
Now, some people listening will think that doesn't really sound like a workout. It doesn't sound enough.
You'd be amazed at how much it can add up. It really does. So it's all about trying to add it up, just trying to get towards that half an hour where you are mildly out of breath five times a week. And you can do it in 10-minute blasts. But again, if you start off with a really gentle stroll, but because you haven't done much physical activity, you're really breathless when you do it, that's absolutely fine. That still counts because it's getting your heart pumping and it is all contributing.
And I found in the past that when I've come from a very unfit state, that initially it does seem really hard, but you just need that little bit of patience, and yeah, the rewards themselves make you feel better, don't they?
Exactly. So we're not asking you to kill yourself. We really aren't. You know, just go and absolutely do far too much. What we're asking is for people to start building these things in gradually, and really importantly, make it something that is sustainable for you. So it may well be, particularly if you're visually impaired, you find it easier to go out with somebody else. And exercising with somebody else is a great way of getting into the habit because you don't want to let them down, so you're more likely to do it.
And, of course, it can help end isolation because you tend to meet people as well when you're out.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, you can feel the warmth, not much for the rest of this year, I admit. You know, you can smell all those smells from sunshine. Sometimes people who aren't too visually impaired can see the beautiful greenery around them or whatever. And that also has an impact on your mood. So it's about meeting people. It's about avoiding isolation, but it's also about taking gentle steps you can fit in with your everyday life.
Where can we get more information then on these simple tips?
You can log on to suredeodorant.co.uk and look for Your World, Your Workout.
Great advice, Dr. Sarah Jarvis. As always, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure to talk to you.